We're going to Florida.
To that Florida podcast, and again I'm joined here by my lovely wife Deborah. Say hello.
Hi.
Right, in part one we covered Amish Gardens Day, should I say, and we covered going to Green Mountains and Walgreens. I got that on the first day. So we're going to chat about our day at SeaWorld, or half day at SeaWorld, so we weren't there all day really. So we caught the iTrolley down to SeaWorld, didn't we?
Yep.
Which is nice and easy, isn't it?
Yep.
Again, there's only one stop at SeaWorld. It's right tucked away in the corner of the car park. And you need to be at the iTrolley stop because the iTrolley will only pick you up there.
Yeah, and I think it's 28, number 28.
And it's actually in the car park.
At the end of... But they let you off there, don't they?
Yes.
So you literally have to go back to where you get off the bus. But you literally have to stand in front of it. If you're away from it, they will not come.
They're only allowed to pick you up at that bus stop.
Yeah.
There are other stops, which are for hotel shuttles, just only a few yards away. For still those, the iTrolley bus, if it has nobody at the iTrolley,
it won't just drive past and
won't pick you up.
It won't stop.
And apparently that happens a lot, so make sure you're at the right stop. Anyway, we got off there and into SeaWorld. And we used to go to SeaWorld a lot, didn't we, when the boys were little?
Yep. Yeah, because up to, I think, 2012, when we went over to Disney, staying at Disney,
yeah.
We stayed mostly on International Drive, didn't we?
Yeah, we always stayed on International Drive the first couple of times we took the boys.
Yeah.
Cost-wise, I mean, it's half the price of staying at a Disney Resort then, back in 2012, and it's probably still the same now, if not even more so. The Disney hotels have just got absolutely crazy.
Yes.
So we went in the SeaWorld. Now, I wanted to do the Sea Lion show because I watched the mime on some of these Facebook videos, and there's a big chap that does the mime sometimes, and he's amazing. Unfortunately, we got a different chap this time. But yeah. The mimes are good. They do a little pre-show before the Sea Lion show, and I reckon it's as good as the show itself.
Yeah.
They are
very funny.
So they're worth looking up on Facebook or on YouTube. Mimes, they interact with people, and they do some stuff that you probably struggle to get away with in the UK. I mean, they make faces at people, don't they?
Yeah.
Make out they're drunk and stuff like that, and get women sat on his lap, didn't he?
Yeah.
He sat on women's laps, and it was quite funny. I do remember him one year when we were there, he took a camera off somebody and went into the crowd with a video camera and actually put the video camera right in the face of a lady that was nothing to do with the people that owned the camera. So they must have got a weird video. And they interact with different people. Sea Lion show as well, that's quite a good show.
Yeah, it's very good.
They do some really good shows at SeaWorld. That one's not really changed that much, but it's basically a lot of different interaction with different animals. Trained, which is good. We really enjoyed that. They are still doing the killer whale show, but they're not actually getting in the water with a killer whale. That's controversial to some people, but at the end of the day, where else are you going to see those animals, I suppose, is the thing. They do a lot more good work than they're given credit for, I think, personally, SeaWorld. Then we did the dolphin show, and that's always a good show to do.
Yep.
We watched that, didn't we? And then they got Hallow Scream on, haven't they, which is their Halloween.
Yeah.
Because we were there just before Halloween.
Yeah.
And they still got all the stuff you could see set up for Hallow Scream. So the park's actually closed. The SeaWorld closes, I think, early. And then they do like an evening party for Halloween called Hallow Scream, which I think is a little bit more like Universal. I think it's quite scary.
Yeah, scary. That would be too much for me. I'm not much into scary things like that, but
no, I always say if I want to be scared, I'll just look at the credit card bill. So anyway, yes, we did SeaWorld, but we had something to eat there, didn't we? In in the restaurant by the penguin experience.
Yes.
And that was sort of, that was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, we had a nice meal in there. Sort of Chinese-y sort of food, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was very nice.
Yeah, it was that type, we didn't get much of that in America. It's mostly steaks and burgers, stuff like that. But I only had one burger this time. I usually have one burger only. I think that's why.
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah.
I don't eat burgers in the UK. We had lunch there, didn't we? And then we went to do the penguins. We saw this big queue for it, and I thought,
I was wondering what was going on. And then it clicked that, because I saw a lady earlier that was in like snow stuff, and I was thinking, she's going to be really hot going around the park in that. And then we got into that, the penguin thing, and I thought, that's why you had that on. You're the lady that's going into the penguin enclosure thing. Yeah.
But they actually queue you outside, so they only let in around, I don't know how many, say 30 or 40 at a time.
Yeah.
Which is why the queue looks so bad, because you get, I don't know, say 10 or 15 minutes in there. So it makes the queue, and it's not moving.
No, you think, what's going on?
If you don't know, like we didn't know, that's how that experience worked. And now we went in, it was nice to see the penguins. I always like to go and see penguins if we ever somewhere where there are. So,
yeah.
Because my nan was really keen.
I do like the king penguin, because I've got that top, didn't I?
Yeah, because we looked around for things to buy, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like the shops, and you actually did buy a nice penguin shirt, didn't
you? Yeah, I did. It's
nice top.
It was quite half of it was black and half of it was white with a penguin emperor penguin. Yeah, on the front, and it was, it does look quite good.
Yes, and it was a nice top. You wore that to Animal Kingdom, didn't
you? Yeah, I just thought it was
Animal Kingdom and went.
Quite good.
Yeah, so we spent about half a day there. There's obviously all the aquariums that around the sharks.
Oh, not being funny. I think if you've got you've got your family or you've got your children there with you, I think you could make it all day. But because we could go around quite sort of quick, we didn't have to worry about little ones and things like that. I think we just went around to what we wanted to look at.
Yeah, when we were first in there, it was so quiet when we got there. I think what happened, we had a long wait to get in because they changed from summer time.
Yes.
So instead of opening at 9 in the morning, they were opening at 10.
Yes, and that's why we had to, because we got there for like the 9, and it wasn't until like the 10, was it? So we were queuing outside. When we got inside, it was...
There was nobody.
No.
I walked round to... I hadn't done Mako. I did Manta last time we were there.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
I wanted to do Mako, so we went around and did Mako, and there was 4 of us at the front on Mako. There's Mako seat 4 people. So it was just the front that was had anybody in it at all. And there was myself, a woman on her own, and a young couple. So we went in the very front of it, and we did the ride. And it's that, I know it's quite an extreme roller coaster. It's very, very smooth. Doesn't jolt you about and you don't get thrown around in it like you do in some of these older roller coasters. It was good, but like I came off and my legs were gone.
You said the other people went round again, didn't they?
Yeah, the youngsters got off and instead of going back down and going round, they actually just walked to the back of the roller coaster and got on the exit side of the roller coaster at the back. I don't think I could have done that. My legs were gone. For the first hour or two, you could walk on anything.
Yeah, that was... If you was there to do that, that was a good time.
If you were there, and they've got some big roller
coasters. That was good.
They've got that stand-up one now, and they obviously got Manta, which is a big ride. So, yeah, you could have walked on all of that if you wanted to. But we went round and looked at all the did all the shows. And we did all the displays and looked at the fish and the dolphin, the nursery, the dolphin nursery, because it had some small dolphin, baby dolphins in there.
We walked through the enclosure where you can walk through it,
can't
you?
Yeah,
that looked good. I do like that.
And they hadn't even turned on the conveyor belt.
There was more staff walking around getting shown around when we first went in there than there was actually like customers sort of thing,
there was just staff.
It was just staff walking around being shown
obviously
around.
Obviously being trained.
To train, yeah.
first thing in the morning, so we hung back a little bit, didn't we? So we weren't getting in the way. But yeah, that aquarium they've got at SeaWorld for that, it's just amazing.
Absolutely incredible.
So we did that in the morning, and then
we had something to eat, didn't we?
Yeah, we had that at the Penguin Enclosure, didn't we? By the Penguin, across from the Penguin Enclosure.
Yeah.
And we did that, didn't we? We didn't realise that there was inside seating.
I didn't think it wasn't too bad. It wasn't like boiling hot or anything. I didn't think it was. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't cold or anything. I didn't feel uncomfortable sitting there, so I didn't. When we found out, we could have gone across there, but I said to you, didn't
we
I?
We walked around the park and came back later on, didn't we? And went in there for a drink.
Yeah.
I think that's where we had a drink and then went and sat inside, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like I say, we didn't make the best use of that dining plan, but at £50 a day, it's just great value, really, just if you get a couple of meals out of it.
Yeah.
And you have got a whole day in a park, it's brilliant.
Yeah, because I think if you're getting your main meal for the day, I think it's got a good deal myself. I know that you're supposed to be able to get more out of it, but we just don't eat.
Well, we don't eat for the sake of eating, do we?
No, so that's the thing. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, so we done SeaWorld pretty much for half a day, I suppose. Just over half a day. And then we left SeaWorld and we got back on the iTrolley. Because this iTrolley is good value, ain't it?
Oh, I like it because you can buy $2.
Yes, $2 a trip.
A trip. Otherwise, you can buy like 2, 3, 5, 7 days or something.
Some of those drivers were good as well, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Most of it was almost like it was the Brit Bus, wasn't it?
Because
was all British tourists.
You're joking. Yeah,
and I think that's why they have issues, because all the British tourists get on with A4 sheets of paper.
Yeah.
And he has to print them all off tickets and explain it to each of them.
Yeah.
And what we were finding was in the morning, getting on the iTrolley, you would sometimes have 10 or 15 different groups getting on it.
Yeah.
All with these tickets from the UK. And all you'd have to go through and explain it to each and every one of them. And that would obviously delay the bus. So I think that's maybe why sometimes it's a little bit
late.
Yeah. And you can hear them over the radio reorganising the routes to try and get them on schedule all the time.
Yeah.
But it was definitely, it was like the British Revolution, wasn't it? I drive on that time. It was almost weird to see an American get on there.
Yeah.
It is just used by the Brits, but pretty much. Yeah, so, but I paid, I think, something like, and I did say this in a previous podcast.
Was it £7 to £8 over here?
£7 or £8 here, and it was a 5-day pass.
Yeah, and that was not being funny, that is.
So that's only about $10, that, like, as long as you get on it 5 times in those 5 days, so that's once a day.
Yeah, but that's once.
One trip.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get on it and get off it as much as you like.
Yeah.
So we did. Once we went to SeaWorld, we got back on the trolley, didn't we?
Yeah.
We got up halfway up iDrive and we had a little walk and walked around Point Orlando.
Yeah.
And then we went to Fun Spot, got back on the iDrive, went up to Fun Spot and had a walk around.
Yeah.
We did this new Disney store on iDrive, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which was a bit disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't that much in there, but it was all right.
The problem, I think, with it is it's a proper Disney store trying to compete with these discount stores on iDrive that are knocking out Disney merch, so-called Disney merchandise, which you wouldn't get away with in the UK. I mean, it's just printed shirts, and they're clearly not Disney merchandise. They might say they are, but they're clearly not. Not the prices, anyway.
No.
You can get a T-shirt from these shops for $10 and less, and what we would call tuck shops, wouldn't we?
Yeah, yeah. They are.
Yeah, they're like quite sort of touristy little
trinkets
and stuff. I bought a couple of bits. I bought, actually, strangely enough, this time I bought magnets, didn't I?
Yeah.
Rather than buying stickers or anything like that, I bought more magnets. So I bought a magnet from Busch Gardens. Did you know that was the only thing you bought in Busch Gardens?
Mm. Yeah.
I bought a magnet from Busch Gardens, I've got a magnet from SeaWorld, and I bought 2 license plates, and I bought those, actually not on one of these, what I call touch shops, or Mr. Ian would refer to as touch shop, wouldn't they?
Mm.
2 of our people we follow on YouTube, Mr. Ian and Mr. Dave, so look those up if you are looking for some Florida content on YouTube. Yeah, the I bought from Walgreens two American license plates because I've got an old VW camper here. I intend on probably showing it at classic shows. So I'll put those over the top of the number plate, the UK number plates. And they're quite nice to display inside the van anyway. One, I think, said, I fell in love in Florida. And I can't remember what the other number plate says on it. Only good vibes, I think. So yeah, I bought those from Walgreens. So I did buy one or two little bits, didn't realise one.
Yeah.
Like I said previously, we had a look in Gordon Ramsay's. Yeah. Look at the menu outside, really, that we all did. We had a look around the different places, like, say, Point Orlando, Icon Park. They're dead, aren't they? No, I mean, it's during the day. Maybe they come alive at night.
Yeah, I think they come alive at night. Yeah, I think they do.
Because iDrive was pretty quiet as well, wasn't it? There wasn't many people around. And iDrive, I can remember being quite buzzing. We stayed at iDrive. We stayed in the Rosen Plaza in 2009, and that was down by the conference centre. And it was really busy when we were there in 2009. Mm. They're the hardest sign of anybody this time down there. And that's, and then further up where we stayed for our honeymoon is now Point Orlando. And that was empty, wasn't it? There was nothing going on there.
No.
We're in a couple of the shops down there. We've got a cinema and stuff like that. But yeah, there was very little to entice us in. We looked at some of the gift shops and stuff, and then we went back up to, I think we went down to that evening.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
That's my other good tip. If you want to stay, if you're staying on iDrive, you want to get now to Universal Studios. If you go to Surfside, there's a free bus from Surfside that runs to Universal Studios and back.
Yeah.
So you can get a... Because that would be easier, because that was always a problem with being on iDrive if you hadn't got a car.
Yeah, that was the problem of being able to get to Universal or Disney, wasn't it?
We used to use the Lynx bus, didn't we?
Yeah, but you did
really... It
takes a lot of time to do that, and to even get to downtown Disney Springs.
Yeah, whatever you're calling it these days.
Yeah.
Still downtown Disney to Deborah.
Yeah.
I think basically you've got to use Lyft or Uber now because it seems a waste of time to try to do it on the bus. So that's a little bit cheaper. An Uber or a Lyft is probably the way to go. Or if you really want, a Mears taxi, because you can order those through an app and get an estimated price of what the journey is going to be. So you roughly know what you're going to pay, which is obviously always the issue with a taxi.
Mm, yeah, because you want to know, don't you?
Yeah. So the next day we did Aquatica, didn't we?
Yeah.
So this is the last day of our parks, because this park ticket meant you could only do one day in each park, whereas I would have probably done 2 days at SeaWorld. But we went to Aquatica. We've not been there since the Euro opened, I think 2009. So it's been built in 2007. We stayed in that hotel almost opposite it, almost opposite the entrance of Aquatica. Didn't we, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were building it at the time, and that hotel now has been knocked down. The sign's still there, but the hotel's gone. It's just wasteland, isn't it?
Just literally, it is, yeah.
And funnily enough, that road off iDrive there has got some nice hotels.
Yeah, that was the one that we had to go across the road to have the meetings and things like that for it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did go to a meeting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was a package. I don't know whether it was a meeting or anything. We never bothered going, did we?
No.
So we did do a package this time, because it was a 5 nights at Surfside. The price of that Surfside, I keep on going back to it, it's just an incredible value, really. And then the only thing with that room was the, didn't mention, was the air vent, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody, and I did say it was probably a Brit, got up to almost the ceiling. There was an air vent that came out of the bath, and I'm assuming this air vent rattled. And what they've done is they've got loads of toilet tissue, and shoved it in.
Just to show it up.
I think it was probably rattling when it was cold. They blocked it.
Oh, it might have been because it was cold.
Yeah.
Too cold.
And I noticed it, and had said to, shown a lot of people the photograph or two, and I did mention it to...
Reception, didn't you?
Reception.
When
I was checking out.
Yeah.
They were really good reception. I think I've spoken about the in the first podcast I did where I covered the flights and stuff about the credit cards. We didn't have no issue with a credit card there. We just put it on.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't make no charges or anything like that.
No.
Whereas I know that my good friend Craig had an absolute nightmare with Disney.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Disney, but he was using a debit card, so that needs to be made clear. It was a debit card that Craig was using. But yeah, we didn't even... When we checked in... Saratoga, we didn't even put a credit.
No.
The guy said to me, no, you didn't put a credit card on. Whereas you had to put something on at Surfside or put a large deposit behind. Yeah. So anyway, that's by the by. Aquatica. We got there in the morning, didn't we?
Yep.
And we got in, and they did it like a rope.
Because we were waiting, wasn't we? Because we got there when it opened, sort of.
Got
like,
there before it opened.
Yeah.
And we were waiting there, and they let us in. And then they did like a rope drop to the beach, didn't they?
Yeah.
So I went and got changed into like stuff I was going to swim in.
And I just stayed with the rucksack.
Yeah, I don't like the water rise, and don't like being out in the sun, so we've got a nice little, enormously big umbrella.
I can sit in the middle of it, basically, had your own section, didn't you, because everybody was actually not being there, because everybody had come there to do the bits, hadn't they, to go on all the rides, people come there and put stuff next to you, but
there was nobody around you.
Nobody sat down because they wanted to go and do the water ride and all those different bits. So I was quite happy.
So I went off and did the part, just did a complete sort of walk around Aquatica. And I did every ride I wanted to do or could do because I couldn't do some of the raft rides unless I waited for other people to go on.
Yeah.
Because they weren't.
Because you had to have so many, didn't you, or something? And there's only you, so you can do it, could you?
I didn't wait for any rides at all. I didn't queue at all. And I only stopped going around the ride when I started to actually start a queue. I'd done everything I could do in 45 minutes to an hour. And I went round and did the few bits I wanted to do again. And then came back to you. So I think then we went out to... Then I think the restaurant was just opening behind us.
Yes.
I had a little look round when I was walking around to see what restaurants there were. And there was...
they have certain ones, don't they, that do that.
Yeah.
The food not thing, don't they? No.
Because you had to be a complete meal.
Yeah.
But we went in there. And the food in there was probably the best we had, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was quite nice, yeah.
And we had, like, a drink, a main meal, a dessert, and a side, didn't we?
Yeah.
All included in our package. And it was nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice. We sat there and we had that. We were out with that, I don't know, in 2 hours?
Oh, no. I think you was going around about an hour and a half, I think. And then...
I'm not sure it was that long, but yeah.
And then... We went over to have something to eat, didn't we? And that
we certainly didn't hurry.
Oh no, we didn't hurry or anything.
Yeah, we left, and I suppose like I say, then we had a mooch round.
Oh, we had a couple of shops in the.
I was quite disappointed with the merchandise. I did buy there. It's actually a Christmas decoration, isn't it?
Yeah.
From Surfside, that hangs and spins metal sort of coin that spins within another frame. I bought that. And don't think we bought anything from Aquatica, did we? We looked at those swimming top things. I was wearing one of my bike shirts, wasn't I?
Yeah. I don't think we did, did we?
No, so
we did look around at the shops. Yes. But to me, they didn't seem to have that many shops in there.
Not a great deal.
Unless we only went to the ones that were...
And it seemed to be that like the shirts I liked were all children's ones. And they obviously it wouldn't fit me. So we left the Aquatica quite early and we didn't spend all day there. And then we went off, did iDrive again, like you said.
Yeah.
Did all the took shots.
Because that was not being funny, like you said at the beginning.
It was like a down day.
It was. Yeah, but those few days was sort of down.
Yeah.
Days before, because to try to get over the jet lag, really.
Yeah, because the next day when we got up in the morning, we'd already decided what we would do is we were back to the room quite early that day. I packed the bags, didn't I? Because we were going to move to Saratoga the following day. So what I did, we did that. We went and had a coffee, didn't we, downstairs, checked out.
Yep.
I had a chat with a guy on reception, and we ended up ordering an Uber from there. And we had a couple of Ubers from there, so we went to Busch Gardens. And the Ubers are supposed to go round the corner, and they don't go in there. I'm trying to think of what they call it, like the actual reception
the lobby area.
Lobby area.
Yeah,
like where they drop you off, there's an actual name outside where you drop your car off. And you go to, the Ubers aren't allowed there.
No.
They have to go to a special place on the site. Which we didn't realise. So we were waiting, and it was saying this Uber was there. I walked around the corner, and he was sat waiting. And then the other day when we waited there for the Uber, the Uber drove past and went round to the front desk, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I had to go and get the Uber and bring the Uber back to you. Because we had obviously the cases.
We had the cases then, so we couldn't be running around, could we?
We had some good Uber drivers, didn't we?
Yeah.
We didn't have no hassle. We had no hassle with Revolut this time. I've said that in every podcast. It worked flawlessly. We never used a physical card, did we?
No.
We never used a physical card. Now We had them, but we never used them.
Well, we didn't use them.
No. So the following day, we got that Uber. So this day, last day's checkout day, we got the Uber and we went to Saratoga Springs, which is our DVC home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we own DVC. And the 10 people that are listening to this podcast know that. But so we decided to go early in the morning and go down to Saratoga, go from Saratoga Springs to Disney Springs.
Yep.
So we took our bags.
Dropped them off
at Saratoga.
Yep.
At Bell Services.
Yep.
And then I think we took the boat, didn't we?
I think so, yes. We
There's
did, didn't
boat
we?
Service,
yeah.
We took the boat down to Disney Springs. We were getting a bit hungry, so we went to Disney Springs. So then, because we're getting a bit hungry, and you go through security, that end, boat drops you off on the walkway.
Yeah, and you have to go through
The sandwich end of Disney Springs.
Yeah.
So we went through security there.
Yeah.
I think that was the time you got searched and I didn't.
No, that was later.
Later?
No, that was nearer to the end of the holiday that I got searched. It's because I had my rucksack. That's why at the end of the holiday I got searched, because I had the rucksack and I had everything on me.
Yeah. Yeah, and because I'm not used to it. On the last day, usually we'd leave most of our stuff in the room, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
But we still had like a
rucksack.
I think we checked pretty much everything.
Most of it was, but I had like my umbrella and stuff like that and whatever, jewellery and stuff like that. And I suppose they wanted to know what it was, so they were stopping.
So we went down to Disney Springs through security. We were a bit hungry, so we started having a look around. But obviously, went straight to the Christmas shop, didn't we?
Yeah.
Always have a look around the Christmas shop. And I like the Star Wars
shop
there, so we had a look around there. And then we went from there, because we were hungry, we went and had a Cola sandwich.
But the whole thing, like a little sandwich, but a crisp and drink to go with
it. Yeah, we had the meal deal. Now, I remember that used to be
$6. I can't remember.
But I think we spent $30-odd in there. Now, what we did, we went there again later on, and I didn't have a drink, I just had a sandwich.
Yeah.
And you had the meal deal, didn't you? I think that was how we did it, and I just drank water out of my bottle. It could be quite a cheap meal there. If you've got those Brita water filters, bottles, and you...
Because you was using, getting some ice from him, wasn't you, as well?
Yeah, what I would do is, we'd have our drink, have something to eat, and then before I left, I'd fill up our...
Filters.
Our filters with ice and ice water, and just walk out. Because you fill up ice as the ice melts.
Yeah,
you've
got a drink, haven't you?
Yeah, it filters it as you drink it. So that worked out really well. That was our first sort of being in Disney, was Earl's sandwich. And then we had a walk around Disney Springs, didn't we? Because we were waiting for our room.
But then they did come back to us quite quick, didn't they?
Yeah. We got our room about 11:30.
Yeah, about 11.
Which is early.
Yeah. That is early.
To get a DVC room.
Yeah.
We didn't go back though,
did we? We just kept not being phoned, because we were down there. We just kept on having a look around, didn't we?
We just went around Disney Springs, didn't we?
Did
our usual sort of looked in all the shops, because I mean Disney Springs is one of the places.
That's why I like staying where we stay.
Yeah.
Saratoga, because we can walk.
Well, we always use
or the boat.
Yeah, we always use Disney Springs as like our route home, don't we?
Yeah.
What we will perhaps do sometimes is leave a park and get a bus to any sort of resort, or walk to a resort. If we're in Epcot, walk out to the back end and go to Boardwalk or Beach Club, have a look around there, then get the bus back to Disney Springs and walk around Disney Springs for a little bit, and then either walk out one end of Disney Springs or the other end of Disney Springs.
Or just get the boat. If the boat's there, that's what we do. If it's not, we walk, don't we?
So it's quite a nice location for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's the sort of thing what we bought at Disney Springs, not necessarily that day, but I did buy quite a bit of stuff. I bought a lot of magnets and stuff. I think I don't think I bought all
of Ron Johns, you bought quite a bit.
Oh, Ron Johns took all our money.
Not yours. Choice, yeah, not mine.
So Ron Johns, we only went in on the last day when we were there last year, and Troy found a nice shirt he liked, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he bought it, and he's been going on about it ever since. So I said, well, I'll go in there, didn't I? And I'll FaceTime. So anyway, I tried FaceTiming him, and he didn't pick up. We went into Ron Johns. I bought, because again, I said I've got this little camper van. I wanted some little surfboards to make coffee tables, or just little side tables for in there. So I bought two of those, didn't I? Like, yeah. Like the wooden. And I've also got these quite nice surfboards that say Ron Johns on them. They're about 2.5 feet long.
Yes.
And I've got that up in the camper. That yeah. Looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, very good.
And he sets it off. And I've another plate in there, like, not a number plate, but like a plaque in there that said good vibes only, I think. But yeah, I did spend a lot of money in that Ron Johns. But funnily enough, we bought Jared a big drinks piece.
Oh, yeah.
A Yeti beaker.
Yeah. Oh, it's big, a big one with a straw really at the top, wasn't
Yeti
it?
Beaker, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bought that, and that was.
He uses it every day.
Yeah. Uses it.
Because he does stuff. Drink quite a lot of water, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He has to drink water at first.
So we bought that for him for there. Weird thing about Ron Johns, I got all this stuff, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I went down to pay for Ron Johns. She went, oh, sorry, we don't take Apple Pay.
So that day, I didn't have the card. So I just let you add some money, didn't I?
Well,
I like to go
cash.
Out with money.
We just paid cash.
Yeah.
It did make me chuckle. Because it was the only time, because we've had this with Apple Pay in the past, where I've gone to pay with Apple Pay and they don't take it. And the least use we can do with a card, the better. We try to use Apple Pay because it's a little bit safer than using the card. Because there are quite a few scammers out there in the UK. I don't know what it's like in America, having your card scammed where you're old. It's just what you don't want.
And not being funny, in America, they seem to go off with your card. Not at the till so much, but if you're paying for food or something, they take your card away. We've been told over in England not to let your card out of your sight.
Yeah,
so I don't like doing it.
I think if the credit card company can prove that you've let that card out of your sight, they won't actually pay up.
Yeah. So, but normally over here, they bring the machine to you, don't they?
Yeah.
And you can just tap or put it, whatever. But over there, they take the card, and I don't like that. So I was paying money.
Yeah,
I know that you can.
Anyway. We had
some
cash.
As well.
So, which was why we took the cash.
For those exact
reasons.
Yeah.
Didn't use a physical card at all.
We had them
with us.
We had them, but
we didn't use them. We tried to avoid using them.
Yeah.
But what I like about the Revolut is I've got it set up so even when you pay, as soon as you pay, you get a notification of how much you spend.
Yeah.
Because, of course, obviously in America, you're spending more than you think you're spending because they add tax after the fact.
Yeah. And we're not used to that, are we? It's all on
ours. Everything's added over here. We have 20% tax over here, sales tax or VAT. And in the US, it can vary from 6-7%, something like that, sales tax, depending on what state you're in.
So they're paying less, aren't they? But
they're paying less, but it's added at the end. So you pick up a...
And we're not used to that, are we?
It
does throw us, but it's okay, though,
isn't it? Makes it very difficult budget because... Think, oh, I've got $20. You see something for $19.99, but you can't buy it. If you've only got $20, you haven't got the money for the tax.
No.
So it is a bit confusing. So if you're trying to get rid of your dollars at the end, it'd be a pain. But we'd never bother, then we just bring it home, stick it in the safe, and take it with us next time if we've got any left.
Yeah.
We did bring a few back this time, didn't we?
Yeah, a little bit.
So we spent the day mooching around Disney Springs, which we did, like I say, we did a lot.
Yeah.
We liked the Marvel shop and the two Star Wars shops. We're not so impressed these days with the big Disney store, are we? World of Disney.
It's alright.
I just think it's all very confusing, isn't it?
When you're in there, you get a bit lost, but it's all the stuff's quite good, isn't it? And I think while we're there as well, it went from Halloween to Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, I think it's changed, Kevin. There's new stuff here. Because we were there for 3 weeks, but it was 2 weeks because we'd been in Universal in the summer or whatever.
Oh, just over 2 weeks.
But
as we get the Disney part, I planned it purposely because we've got a 14-day pass, so I wanted to be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so that you can
so
start.
So the day
that.
We arrived at Disney, we didn't go into a Disney park. And the day we flew out home, we didn't go into a Disney park. So we're 14 solid days in the middle where we had a ticket for every day. Mm. I'd like to maybe extend that by a day or so next time, so we could have a rest day, at least one rest day where we don't go in a park at all.
Yeah, because that was like...
I know, really, towards it, because we rope dropped 13 out of the 14
Yeah,
days.
I was going to say, it was up early each morning, wasn't it?
So anyway, we went back to the resort sort of mid-afternoon, didn't we, on that day?
Yeah.
Because that was the Wednesday that we had the treehouse party.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
So we went back to the resort, got our room, found our room, that room was in the same block as we stayed in 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a corner, a room on the corner and looked out onto the car park. It's the worst view we've had at our DVC points. And it was on the, well, it was on the second floor.
Second,
you know,
that's first.
The first floor, as we would call it. And there was, we were in a studio and next to us was a one bedroom, which always had children in, didn't it?
Yeah.
It had two different lots of children. The only reason why there was two different lots of people was the what we would call pushchair or the stroller was a different stroller.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. There was double strollers out there twice, and both of those strollers were double, and both were, they were different.
Yeah.
So anyway, we went in there, we settled in, didn't we?
Yeah.
Great, lovely, and then absolutely empty.
Yeah, oh God.
It poured with rain, and we were due to go to this party, when we all
yeah.
done was...
On the bus... to it, but you had to go to the front, then get on the one for Springs or something.
Yeah.
Or...
So during a break in race, we didn't get wet, did we?
No.
We went to...
Later that we got...
We got a lift.
Yeah.
So actually it was a lift.
Lift.
Went to the reception and caught a bus from there, which takes you to the treehouses, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got that bus, and because we got this treehouse, which was 007, wasn't it? The treehouse number.
Yeah, I think.
It was 007 was the number, and it was a disabled accessible one. So it had a ramp rather
yeah.
than just steps.
Yeah.
The treehouse, didn't it?
Yeah.
And we went there, and Sue was there, and Sean, and that was it, wasn't it? It wasn't nobody else
no.
there. Well, we got there for just after seven, didn't we?
Yeah. And I think
people
everybody else
quarter to
8 o'clock, something like that.
What did you? What did you think of those, of the treehouse?
Yeah, it's really, very nice. Enormous.
Yeah, if there was a group of you, it's a
good I think
good
it's
deal.
Good a deal if, like a group of you go, sort of like you, like Gwen and George came with us or something like that or something.
Yeah.
Like that sort of situation. But if there's only, like, us two or the boys, it's too big.
Yes, yeah, way too big. But it was good for what we had it. That's like,
oh, know, yeah, that situation, that was, because there was loads of us in the end, wasn't there, in there?
Yes, when everyone turned up, because some of them had been out for a meal.
Yeah.
And then turned up later on, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, it was really a nice venue for a sort of kick-off party to the G3, even if the main man himself didn't turn up. Yeah, Kurt didn't make it because Margie wasn't very well.
No.
But yeah, so I thought it was great that to have a venue like that to start off.
Yeah,
we played that bingo, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. It sort of made it so that it sort of...
An icebreaker. Yeah.
Icebreaker, wasn't it?
Yes. And I'm not going to mention anything about Samantha being the worst for wear. So then we'll have to ask for forgiveness again. But yeah, so we had a great party there on that Wednesday. So I think we can sort of leave it there. So we're now at Disney. And if you want to hear the rest of it, I've got two episodes out on Brit's Guide to Disney Vacation Club. And they're over there. And the rest will be over there. But these two episodes will be out in between those in, I suppose, beginning of December and... probably straight after Christmas. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for coming on, darling wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
I was going to say, I've not had Deborah on before. I don't know how I'll persuade you to come on. So hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show today. If you could leave us a review on your podcasting app of choice, that would be muchly appreciated. Like and subscribe and share it with your friends. And why not, while you're there, subscribe to Brit's Guide to Disney Vacation Club. Go and give us a listen on our sister podcast. All contact details are in the show notes, so we will speak to you on the next show. The audio for this show has been recorded, edited, and produced by Arla White Audio Productions.